This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Thousands of essential workers are expected to walk off the job today in what's being dubbed a strike for Black lives. Organizers say the pandemic has worsened socioeconomic inequalities, and they want corporations and politicians to do more to address the problem. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
In Minneapolis, Los Angeles, New York, and some two dozen other cities, workers are planning to make a range of demands of governments and corporations such as Walmart and McDonald's. Airport, nursing home, food and delivery workers and others plan to walk off the job or pause work at noon for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's the length of time prosecutors say a Minneapolis police officer who's now fired and facing murder charges held his knee on George Floyd's neck. Organizers, including the Service Employees International Union, say among the demands are better treatment of minority employees, more federal pandemic aid, and a $15 minimum wage. By one estimate, the pandemic has sent the incomes of 14 million more Americans below the poverty line, a majority of them Black and Latino. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.